One of our favorite segments of the week. It's time to check in with Dick Stockton of Fox Sports. He joins us on the Metro PCS hotline. He broadcast the Falcons' win over the Eagles last week, and he's got an interesting one coming up this Sunday as well. But let's talk about Atlanta and Philadelphia. The Falcons, Dick, now 7-0, but how good are they?
John Lynch has a phrase. He says, hate. He says, don't hate, celebrate, because that's what he feels about Atlanta. And I have discussions with him about the fact that they, even though they're 7-0 and they're doing everything right and they're winning when they're not playing well, I still have questions about their defense and the toughness late in the year against some of the stronger teams, perhaps in the NFC, like the Giants or the 49ers. The Bears, of course, which is a defensive team, not an offensive team, but Green Bay. So, I'm still a little wary, and I hold that, they could end up winning the Super Bowl and everything, but I don't know. I just don't know. It's just a feeling I have about it.
Yeah, no, I'm with you. I'm with you 100%, and I think, probably their playoff failures each of the last couple of years kind of leads into that whole line of thought. The other team, of course, Philadelphia. I mean, you hear Michael Vick the last couple of days. He sounds like a guy who's basically just being ready to be told he's been benched.
No question about it. I have to tell you, I last week I picked Dallas as my lock of the week, and I lost that one. And I didn't want to pick a game I had because I would have taken Philadelphia, to be honest with you. And after we talked to the Eagles and Andy Reid, I would have said, hey, Philadelphia may be my lock of the year. That's how strongly he felt and I felt about them doing well. They had no passion whatsoever, and they were never in the game, really. And it was an incredibly disappointing game, and I think it's a matter of time before Reid makes the change. I think Reid himself, may be, not long for Philadelphia, and I think maybe he looks upon it, Jesse, as a relief, and that maybe he wants to take a year off after all that's happened to him personally in every other way. Maybe take a year off and go coach somewhere out west. And I think that, I think it may be better for everybody. But Philadelphia shocked me with the way they really came out in a dispassionate way against Atlanta.
Dick, always a pleasure. I want to stay in the NFC East. The Dallas Cowboys, I mean, they got off to a horrible start against the New York Giants, but they had a nice comeback, but they lose the game at the end. When you look at the Dallas Cowboys, I don't really know what to make of them. And Jason Garrett, the head coach, I believe he's only 1-2 games over 500 since he has been the head coach there. What's your view on the Dallas Cowboys?
It's a great question, Troy, because I think that basically the Cowboys are always trumpeted as being better than what they really are. And I think Romo is a good quarterback up to a point. I think we've been saying that about Matt Ryan, but maybe Matt Ryan now is exceeding that. And Jason Garrett is a guy I know very well, and I think he's a very smart guy, Princeton guy, but he runs into some really weird play calling situations. And I think that, the thing at Dallas is that, the onus is always on them, and they never seem to come up to expectations. And so, I don't regard Dallas as a threat. Do you? I mean, I don't regard them as a threat in the division or around the NFC.
I'm just confused with them.
Dick, first of all, I got to tell you, I'm shocked that you lost one of your Lock of the Week picks. That's got me a little wobbly kneed right now.
By a fingertip.
By a fingertip. But let's kind of jump into the AFC.
It's happened before, by the way.
Well, it happens to the best of them, all right? Hey, let's go to the AFC. I was just there for the Dolphins and Jets, obviously, and I look at that Jet football team, and, boy, it just seems like a team that's in total disarray. They're trying to fit Tebow in. It's like a square peg into a round hole. Mark Sanchez, every time he throws a bad pass, those fans are just raining down booze on him. It seems like I haven't seen a team that just seems so dysfunctional from their fans all the way to the play on the football field right now. And I don't know if they can get themselves back into working order, to be honest with you.
But I don't see how they can. The word humility, is a great word. And the really good teams in sports have it. I think the Jets have never had it, even before Ryan became the head coach. I always looked at the Jets as a team that won in free agency, we're going to win it all. They won in the draft, we're going to win it all. And they won in preseason, we're going to win it all. Then the season happens to start, and then the roof caves in. And I think the Jets have been applauding themselves. I think the Jets, it's funny, we're talking about Dallas and the Jets, two of the more dysfunctional teams that are rated highly. And this is a great credit to the Dolphins and what they have done. And, you guys have seen him week in and week out, not to put my attention away from the Jets, but how solidly Miami has become after that preseason we experienced. And, you want to talk about a team under the radar. This is a team that right now it would be a playoff team. And I think they're playing tremendously. I think, it's amazing. You guys talk enough about the Dolphins, so we don't have to use the time here. But I think people around the league, wherever I go, and they know that I have worked the preseason games, they say, boy, the Dolphins are solid. No one is great in every area, but boy, the Dolphins are really playing terrific football, and I think it's great.
Yep, we're feeling it. We're hearing it, from all parts of the country and the world, it seems like, and you're experiencing the same thing. Dick Stockton is with us on the Metro PCS Hotline. You had all birds last week with Atlanta and Philly. You've got all pirates this week with Tampa and Oakland. How are the folks in Tampa feeling about Greg Schiano and Josh Freeman? They've had a couple of weird ones. The Saints game a couple of weeks ago that you did was obviously a tough, tough way to lose. Very Romo-esque almost at the end of that one. How are they feeling on the left side of this state about this young team?
Well, I think they have some serious problems, Jesse, now. They beat the Minnesota Vikings, on the Thursday night, and they should be sky high, but they've lost Carl Nix, the guard, for the rest of the season. The guard they got, in the free agency from New Orleans, he's been the man that made Martin such an effective runner. They've lost Aqib Talib, with the Anderall situation. Now Eric Wright, who has an Achilles problem. They could be without their top offensive lineman and their two corners going in against the Raiders this week. I think it's really tough, and we're seeing it. Normally, Bo and Jesse and Troy, we see injuries take its toll as the season goes on. I saw with Arizona, when you're depleted, you have no chance, and that's what the 49ers, had in that game, last week. And I think we're having the same thing with Tampa Bay. Oakland seems to be on a quiet roll themselves. So yeah, while Tampa Bay did well, I think it's very tempered by the fact that they have those injuries and those other problems.
All right. Dick Stockton's with us, as we alluded to. He took the Cowboys as his lock of the week. And if Dez Bryant had some shorter fingers, you might have been celebrating a victory. But instead, you fall to 5-4. The Finbot took the Packers over the Jaguars.
Oh, wow.
If he were physically capable, he would have sweated that one out for a little while. But eventually, Green Bay pulls away.
Is there any truth to rumor, Dick, that for Halloween you're going as the Finbot tonight?
Yeah, because I'll win, I'll win, and I'll have a Jaguar emblem on me, which will be with a big X, And I know that I can always dump on the Jaguars, and I know that I'm going to be successful with that. I'm anxious to see what the Finbot does this week in regards to Jacksonville, because, they're playing home against the Detroit Lions, and I really wanted to see whether he's going to go in that direction. But before he does,
yes,
I'm going to have to pick my lock of the week, and I'm going to pick the Dolphins, folks.
Ooh. I like it.
I like it.
Silence.
I like it a lot. Yes. I like it.
He silenced us.
That's not an easy thing to do. Dick never takes an easy one. He never takes an obvious one. He's not going to pick anything crazy out there. But you're going with the Dolphins at Indianapolis. I like it. I hope you're right this week. I got to tell you that.
I have a feeling. That's
okay.
All
right. Very good. All right. So Dick is 5-4. The Finbot is now 6-2. The Finbot is undefeated since he predicted he would not pick a wrong game the rest of the way. He doesn't usually pick a fun one the way Dick Stockton does. The Finbot calculates what he thinks mathematically is the lock of the week. What do you have this week, Finbot?
Hello, Dick. So sad losing your lock last week by a finger, but a loss is a loss. And now I have a commanding lead going into this week, and my lead will continue to grow. This week I have decided to pick away from the Jaguars, so right there my percentage for this lock will be a little lower than last week, but nonetheless I will still be victorious as I am picking the Houston Texans over the Buffalo Bills with a 9.42% chance of victory.
Oh, wow.
Houston over Buffalo from the Finbar.
Well, what happened to Green Bay? I'm surprised you didn't pick Green Bay. Houston would be the next one, you know? So, you know, look, that's great. That's great. I'm really happy for the Finbot.
Green Bay has Arizona at home. I wonder, how many times has the Finbot gone against the Jaguars this year? That's pretty much his whole thing. He's just...
Well, Jesse, he couldn't because they're playing the Lions. And in their home, the Jacksonville, so it's too close. Now that would be kind of a one that I might pick, but of course he doesn't go that route. I'm not going as the Finbot tonight when I go trick or treating. I'm telling you right now.
You're above that, and I appreciate that. Dick Stockton of Fox Sports. He's got the Bucks and the Raiders, the all pirate affair this weekend. Always great catching up with you. Have a good trip out there and enjoy the weekend.
Well, make sure my lock wins this week, guys. You'll be there.